nutritional requirements of microorganisms and bacteria. Microorganisms require large amounts of macroelements and macronutrients to grow and survive. For example, carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, sulfur, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and iron. They also require trace amounts of micronutrients such as manganese, zinc, cobalt, molybdenum, nickel, and copper, which are often found in water. Microorganisms can be placed into four nutritional types based on source of carbon, energy, and electrons. The four groups are photolithographic autotrophs, photoorganotrophic heterotrophs, chemolithotropic autotrophs, and chemoorganotrophic heterotrophs. Prototrophs require light because they capture light energy with the use of chlorophyll pigments. Lithotrophs are capable of obtaining energy from oxidizing inorganic chemicals and have the ability to grow and synthesize organic matter within mineral environments. Chemotrophs obtain energy from the oxidation of organic or inorganic compounds. Organotrophs use reduced organic compounds as their electron sources. Autotrophs are able to self-feed. Enzymes within the microorganism cells allow them to use the nutrient as long as they are provided in a specific form. Heterotrophs use reduced, preformed organic molecules, usually from other organisms, to gain carbon. Phototrophs require the same nutrients as most naturally occurring members of their species. Oxytrophs are mutated and lack the ability to synthesize essential nutrients and obtain them from precursors in their environment. The basic nutrient requirements for bacteria are carbohydrates, serum, whole blood, acetic fluid, yeast extract, peptone, and beef extract. Bacteria usually live inside their host, so it is important to include elements they would have in their natural environment. Many microbes can grow in a simple solution of dry yeast extract powder dissolved in water. However, it has become clear that the chemical activities of bacteria can be affected by the presence or absence of certain nutrients in the growth medium. It is possible to use a synthetic media that is composed of pure chemicals. There are thousands of culture media recipes used for different bacteria's nutritional needs to promote the best growth. Enrichment cultures can be used to isolate a specific type of bacteria or to cause certain types to bloom, as the nutrients are better suited to their needs than the others. The bacteria receiving the best nutrients are able to crowd out the unwanted types of bacteria. For example, it is possible to find out which bacteria are able to obtain nitrogen gas from their environment by adding soil to the growth medium. The bacteria that are unable to obtain nitrogen gas this way do not survive, leaving only the types that can.